Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Monty with me from Best Tech Supplies. We're going to talk about all the stuff he has that's going to help your living be easier in your house and your yard. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Monty, thanks for joining me this morning.
You're welcome, Scott. Thank you for inviting me.
I know for years and years, all the chemicals, everything else. What I want to do is kind of tell people, because a lot of people have no idea what you do or what you sell. Kind of tell them the different things. Find out you do stuff for the yard, for the house, for pests, the whole gift. But we can't just kind of explain what all
sure,
you have.
Sure, absolutely. So Best Tech is a supply company. We're not an application company. So you can bring us pictures on your phone of your yard. We can identify. We can look at weeds. We can put you on a program. We have lots of herbicide, insecticide, and fertilizer, as well as outdoor power equipment. But we're here to help the customer. So our goal is when you come in, is to have that nice yard, if that's what you want. With this drought that we're in right now, man, it's terrible. But there's some good, there's bad, and some ugly yards. The one thing that I have seen, we took a trip around town because I'm putting on a slideshow presentation, and I'm looking at some of the yards. Some guys have decent yards, okay? They're managing their irrigation. Some just giving up completely.
Yep.
I think the negative with the giving up, Bermuda is going to come back. We know that. Our St. Augustine may not come back. But most of the time when we have a St. Augustine yard, that's a shaded issue. And if they can just keep it wet around that tree, that's good. But I think the biggest negative of some of these people that are abandoning their yards 100% is going to have foundation problems later on down the road.
Great point.
Because we are very, very dry. If you could just keep that wet around the house, don't worry about your yard, you might be able to save you some money down the road.
And Monty, what you just brought up, I'm so glad you brought that up because it's so true. I saw there was a house in the Bluffs, and it was the guy that had Lamar Signs put it in. Beautiful house, nice house. He lived there 20 years. Never a problem. We had the drought. The new owner didn't water. Just exactly what Monty's saying, did not water.
Yeah.
They had cracks I could put my fingers through.
Yeah, and that was that drought of 2011.
Yes,
it was
yes.
just terrible. You know, we had 100 days over 100 and 35 days over 105. I don't know how close we're getting to that because, you know, I don't even care how many days over 100. It's just hot.
Well, I built the house about a year and a half ago. So the backyard's still kind of getting established. So the first time I've ever done this, I just paid a guy $300 to come bring a big tank of water to water my whole yard and get it just to make, because I don't want to lose it.
Well, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I did drive by your house and looked at it the other day, and I can tell you that the variety of grass that you have is Tiff Tough.
Yes.
Okay, and that's part of what my talk is about. It's a great variety of grass. It's a hybrid. It has its place. We talk about it a lot at the office because people are wanting to do it on themselves. They want to go in and put their own yard in. Because landscape guys are busy and it's a labor issue and we're all having problems, but it's a Ferrari. And so I talk about a Dodge pickup and a Ferrari. We don't drive a Ferrari down a Clichy Road. So you, sir, need to lower your lawnmower and mow a little bit closer.
Really?
That's why your grass has got those spots in it, is because a hybrid has the nodes are much closer. So that grass is engineered to be mowed at no higher than 2 inches, and you are about 6 inches in height. So,
you know,
sorry to put you on the spot.
No,
there,
you, actually, no, I appreciate you. I learned something because I just told him. I just totally learned something because I did just the opposite. I told him to cut it higher. I was thinking it would help keep the moisture in.
No, sir. So it's
wow.
The difference in the grass. So, yes, I understand that 3 inches of grass gives me 6 to 8 inches of root mass. Okay, but that's on a common Bermuda where the nodes are about 1 inch apart. I've got to get sunshine. Bermuda has no shade tolerance. No shade from 2 inches of dormant grass on top, a 6-inch weed, or a 40-foot pecan tree. Shade is shade. You've got to get that shade off of that Bermuda so it will thrive.
So good. I just learned, because I do know St. Augustine, because I've always had St. Augustine before.
Sure.
And I know, in fact, I lost about just like you said, mm-hmm. if it freezes too hard, it dies,
yep.
or no water.
Yeah. So Raleigh St. Augustine is a variety we use in our part of the country. And then when you get into a situation of a shade, there's only really three varieties of grass that we use in our part of the country. We have St. Augustine, we have fescue, and we have zoysia. My favorite out of all of those is zoysia. Zoysia, Palisade zoysia is a broader leaf, not like a Zorro zoysia. It still takes 20 inches of water per year, the same as a Bermuda, where St. Augustine takes 40 inches of water.
Yeah.
But when we talk about St. Augustine, and I've got a few pictures on this slideshow presentation, People over water. They water every single day. So I put a person through the test when they come into the store. I ask, how many times do they mow? How many times do they water? How deep are they watering? All of that is drawing a picture of me of what their yard is and what their problem would be.
I have a question. So we had Tommy Olive on the show several times. Tommy can talk.
Yes, he can.
Okay, he's saying instead of watering frequently to water like heavy where it goes down deep.
So, yes. So the goal is when you irrigate is to saturate 6 inches of soil profile, but we also want it to dry back out. If I keep 6 inches saturated at all time, think about athlete's foot.
Yeah.
Think about the fungus. So 6 a.m. is better than 6 p.m. The time in which you water is much better.
Okay. Explain that a little bit more. Like just, so I know you don't want to water during the heat of the day.
I don't care about the heat of the day.
Really?
So the problem with watering at the heat of the day is evaporation.
But it doesn't affect the grass.
It doesn't affect the grass. No. In fact, my sprinkler system is set to come off at 3 o'clock, but it only comes on at 1 minute. And the only reason it's coming on for 1 minute at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I know that we're in that 105 to 108 degree temperature is to cool off my grass so I don't have those spots in it. Well, we call that syringing it, okay? The golf course will do that. You'll see guys walking around or having a cart with a garden hose out there, large garden hose, but when they see those spots, those heat spots coming on that Bermuda grass, all they got to do is cool it off. And it just takes literally 1 minute. So I'm not using a lot of water. I'm not using hardly any water. All I'm trying to do is cool that grass off so that I don't have those spots. But 6 a.m., the goal is we want our irrigation to turn off when the sun rises. Think about Mother Nature.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're trying to do. We're kind of replicating Mother Nature. So when that system turns off, the sun evaporates, all of that. Usually we have the least amount of wind at 6 a.m. We have very little evaporation, and we're putting that water where we need to. And so let's talk about irrigation. Irrigation needs to be two things. You need to do an audit and a check. A check needs to happen every single time you turn your sprinkler system on. Did a lawnmower hit a head?
Mm-hmm.
Am I watering grass? Am I watering the sidewalk? I don't want to water the sidewalk because I don't care how much you water concrete, it's not going to grow. Okay. And then we do an audit. An audit comes in where we take certain devices, whiskey glass, measuring cup, rain gauge, and set it out and give me a time. I need about 1 inch of water. Now, is that 10 minutes on your system? Is that 7 minutes on your system? So when these people are coming in and they're saying, yeah, I water every single day, and they may be watering for 30 minutes, when their system could put out the right amount of water in 15 minutes, they're wasting water. If they're watering every single day and not letting that ground dry out, they're wasting water. And it doesn't take much. It only takes 20 inches of water per year for Bermuda grass to survive.